Now, here's the InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill.
Jonathan Siegley and Greg Barnes here from Inside Carolina. Greg, tomorrow the Tar Heels will face off against the Duke Blue Devils in part two of their annual rivalry. Tar Heels won round one. Blue Devils are going to be out for revenge in this one. What do you think the keys to the game are going to be for Carolina if they're going to pull out the victory?
Well, I think North Carolina's got to do a lot of what it did the first time it won over in Cameron, and that's really dominate in the paint. And you do that by pushing transition, being able to score at the rim, and then also dominating the offensive glass. And North Carolina shot 65% inside the three-point line, and that really offset a poor shooting night from outside the three-point line when North Carolina was 2 for 20. But when you're really so effective down low, it doesn't really matter what you do from beyond the arc, especially when you play pretty good defense, which North Carolina did, holding Duke to below 40%. And so I think that's the primary thing. And then when you talk about a guy like Kobe White, who really struggled at Cameron, Trey Jones is a very good defender for Duke. Kobe had more turnovers than he had field goals, which is not something we're used to seeing him do. And if he can play just a little bit better, and then if you add in North Carolina shooting closer to his average from three-point line, that makes for a very tough night for Duke. Of course, we don't know at this point in time if Zion Williamson is going to play, so that would change things a little bit. But if North Carolina just sticks to its game plan of what it did over in Durham a couple weeks ago, that should be enough to secure yet another victory against Duke, and that puts them in very good position for a potential number one seed in the NCAA tournament in a couple weeks.
There certainly is a lot on the line for this one. It feels as if there may be even more importance on this game than your usual UNC versus Duke matchup. So we will see what happens, but thanks again, Greg. To get the full scoop on UNC basketball, check out the InsideCarolina.com premium basketball message board.
The InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill. Visit InsideCarolina.com for the inside scoop on UNC basketball, football, and recruiting. As a valued listener, you can get the first month of your Inside Carolina subscription for just a penny. Just enter promo code WCHLOFFER, all one word, on the order page.